The Gemara says in Daf Chesamid Aleph that Davar Katan is Havayis Davai the Rava. Learning Gemara, the Shal is Havayin Rava, and Davar Gadol is Maisim Rakava. Somebody once asked the Baruch Ber, he said, how could it be? How's a Shaykh that a Havayis Davai the Rava learning the Gemara Shachavatai is a Davar Katan? That's Lachari the greatest thing that could be in the world. How could the Gemara refer to that as a Davar Katan, as a small thing? And Baruch Ber is Masbir like this. He said, if imagine a person is walking down the road by a river, and he sees a baby drowning in the river, and he jumps in, and he saves the baby. It's Gmaldik Hazach. Then a little bit later, he's walking down, and a guy comes over to him, and he says, you know, I need a little money. You could lend me $100, and he lends him $100. So he says, which one is a greater Maisa? He would say, Pasha Savada, saving the baby. You save someone from Misa, is Maisa Nefesh. That is much greater than lending someone some money. That's what you would say, looking at it in a superficial way. But Baruch Ber says, Emma says, it's the opposite, because a person sees a baby drowning in a river, who would not save him? Of course you have to save him. Pikuach nefesh, the baby's going to die. Everyone would do whatever they could do to save a baby. So it's a great thing, but at the end of the day, it's something that we're almost mukhach to do, we have to do, and to not do it would be achzarius, and therefore it's not such a great act. But to give someone, to lend someone money when he doesn't have to get it, it's not pikuach nefesh, you don't have to give it to him. In a sense, it's greater because you're doing something which you didn't really have to do, and you're being meitiv and being mahana to someone. So he said that's the same thing over here. Havayis nabai v'rava. This is something, the Torah, to learn Torah, be ma'ayin and Torah, something that a person can't live without. Without that, the neshama v'yad is chaser. It's kilu, there's misa. We can't even live for a second without it. And mimela, that's a davar katan. It's something we have to do. We need to do it. Just like breathing is on a davar gadol, this is davar katan. A person mamash can't live without it. Mashenken, to learn ma'isa merkava, that's taka davar gadol. That's something which a person could live without it. Not everyone's on the madrega. We try to strive to reach the madrega and get there. But therefore, in a certain sense, it's a davar gadol. It's something that when you do it, it's something extra, something special, something deeper. But l'gabe the havayis nabai v'rava, that is something which is mukhach. You can't live without. In a certain sense, that's called a davar katan because it's something that you can't live without it. And therefore, for doing it, it's almost understood that you have to do it because that's mamash, the etzim of the metzias achayim. That's his beer. Take a look at the Ritva over here. He has a different mahalach in the Gemara.